It's a rite of passage for designers in Southern California when Palm Springs hosts Modernism Week, and that is a celebration of mid-century architecture, design, and culture. And it's gotten so big that now there's a preview of Modernism Week a half year before. And that preview is this weekend. But lovers of Palm Springs modernism will miss one of the scene's most beloved characters this year. And KCRW's Frances Anderton hosts DNA, Design and Architecture. She's here today with DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
We're talking about fashion designer Jonathan Scow, a.k.a. Mr. Turk. What happened to him?
That's right. Well, it's very, very sad. Many people in the design community really upset at the loss of Mr. Turk, Jonathan Scow. He died following a body surfing accident that he'd suffered in Hawaii on Labor Day weekend. He was just 55.
Mm-mm.
And you mentioned the preview event coming up for Modernism Week. Modernism Week and Palm Springs are really inseparable from Jonathan Scow and his wife, Trina Turk. The pair of them, their clothes have made such a mark on the culture, but very specifically on Palm Springs, where if you went this weekend, you would undoubtedly see lots of people, probably mostly men, wearing Mr. Turk's really incredibly eye-popping clothing and going into the Mr. Turk and Trina Turk store that's on Palm Canyon Drive. As I said, he was also husband of the famed fashion designer Trina Turk, and he started out doing photo shoots for her women's clothing line, and then finding that men were very attracted to the line, he and Trina created Mr. Turk, a men's clothing line that they launched 10 years ago, and he would characterize it as California dapper.
This obviously the power couple in Palm Springs, right? And they both made an indelible mark on that town.
You could definitely call them that. Absolutely. They were very involved in the preservation of the city. They were very involved in mid-century Modernism Week. One of their great friends was William Kopelk. He's chairman of Modernism Week. He's known them dating back to their arrival in the desert city. He talked, for example, about a vintage suit of Jonathan's that he has in his wardrobe that's black and white check on the outside, has a magenta lining on the inside. But there was so much more to Jonathan than just vivid color, and this is what he has to say.
Kind of a Renaissance man who's pretty much excellent in every field that he's interested in, whether it be fashion design, whether it be photography, styling, beekeeping, landscaping, and was also a great preservationist, especially here in Palm Springs.
You mentioned the preservation, right? Taking over and preserving a house that they had bought in the hills, right, above Palm
Springs.
That's
right, Ship of the Desert. And also they were major donors to the Architecture and Design Center in Palm Springs. They gave to a lot of design institutions in Palm Springs and Los Angeles. But also the thing about Jonathan that we're all just going to miss so much was he really had a wonderful personality, absolutely as large and bold as his designs. But that personality came with kindness. You know, I did once go to a dinner at the Ship of the Desert, and during that dinner, somebody got bitten by this large desert centipede. And Jonathan immediately switched from being the life of the party at the dinner to focusing 100% on this guy's insect bite and attending to it. And then calming other people's worries about desert insects. And now we've learned that he was a beekeeper. We understand that actually he kind of understood insects. So who's a man of many sides, but this really just wonderful combination. You know, he definitely had a sort of saucy sense of humor. If you looked at his Instagram feed of men's beachwear, you know, it was definitely borderline saucy. It was delightful.
And we're all remembering Mr. Turk, Jonathan Scow, who passed away over the weekend after that horrible body surfing accident. Frances Anderton, DNA on ATC. And by the way, you can catch Design and Architecture every Tuesday at 2 o'clock right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.